All right, so how does a CIO choose? First of all, let's start at the beginning here. Shared services means what for federal agencies?
Well, that's, I guess, a matter of interpretation. It can mean a variety of things. The way we're looking at it here at Commerce is relatively broadly. So it can be anything from focusing on infrastructure consolidation to reduce infrastructure footprint to establishment of or expansion of existing operational services such as help desk, email, web hosting, those types of things, and having multiple organizations served by either a single contractor or a single organization. It can also mean consolidation of contracts themselves, so maybe organizations maintain their own services, but the acquisition of those services is consolidated. And it can also mean, from our perspective, consolidated commodity IT purchasing, putting in place department-wide contracts to replace a larger number of local contracts, and allowing the organizations to leverage better purchasing power.
So can you give us, sort of using your Business USA idea, this one-stop online platform for businesses, can you explain how that's a case study of sorts for the shared services that you're doing?
Sure. And it's interesting. Business USA is really a new model of shared service. Traditionally, shared services as a concept is not something new. It's been around for quite some time. And they've typically focused either on more generic types of IT services, such as those I mentioned before, help desk, those types of things, or some of the back office functions. There have been shared services for HR management and electronic travel, financial management. Business USA is an initiative that was launched by the White House, announced initially by the president. It's being co-led by the Department of Commerce and Small Business Administration, but has participation from many other agencies, including GSA, which is providing the platform for us. And the idea of Business USA is to create a single online portal, a one-stop shop for the small business community and businesses that are interested in exporting, to have a single place where they can access government information about various programs government-wide that exist to support those communities. The idea there being that the business community shouldn't have to be familiar with the complex collection of different agencies and different departments that have different programs, should be able to come to a single place to get information that they need. And from a shared service perspective, what makes this interesting is it's really one of the first implementations of a mission-oriented shared service, really delivering the mission services rather than some of the traditional IT functions or back-office functions that past shared services have looked at.
But it's safe to say there's a renewed push on this from the administration as part of the overall effort to try to reduce duplication across government.
Absolutely, absolutely. OMB has been pushing hard on a variety of approaches to reducing government spending in IT, and shared services is one of the foundations that they've been trying to drive harder down into the departments and agencies, most recently with the issuance of a shared services strategy, but it was certainly a topic of conversation even before that.
We're speaking with Simone Zickman, the Chief Information Officer at the Commerce Department. So when an agency or a department-level decision needs to be made about where you begin with sharing services, who's involved in that decision and how do you make it?
That's something that varies across different agencies. At the Department of Commerce, it's a relatively broad and open discussion with a variety of stakeholders being part of it. The Department of Commerce is a federated organization. We have multiple bureaus, each with their own CIOs, and we've been engaging with CIOs at all of our bureaus, but not just the CIOs and IT community, also with CFOs, senior career and political people to engage in conversations about shared services. So it's been a relatively broad and wide-ranging discussion, including many people here.
And how are you coming along on data center consolidation? That's kind of a sort of form of internal shared services.
It is. Data center consolidation is moving along. We're moving forward with our implementation plan based on some of what had been documented as early as last summer. We still continue, perhaps not surprisingly, to find additional pieces of data center inventory, and so we're constantly upgrading our plan and working hard in that area. But like I said, that was something that we've been doing since last summer. Some of the more recent pushes in the area of shared services are really looking at a variety of other operational areas. We're looking at things like cloud-based email, web hosting, help desk consolidation, many opportunities, too many to list here. And we're also looking at, as I mentioned before, the opportunities for doing contract consolidation and more in the way of strategic sourcing for other additional savings.
So are you finding that the method is the same no matter whether you're looking at these support or operational things or this mission critical business USA type of shared service initiative? Is it the same, or are you finding really important differences?
I would say the primary difference is for something like Business USA, it's fundamentally not an IT problem. It's more fundamentally a business integration and a business process change issue. And so there's much more engagement from the mission side on something that's mission-oriented like Business USA. On things that are more traditionally generic types of IT functions, that's something that can be worked more primarily within the IT community in an organization or across organizations.
Now, what about the people or cultural aspects of this? Sometimes when a shared service is launched, that means somebody doesn't have their own anymore.
That is one of the main challenges, and in many cases, it's the primary challenge. Very often, like I said, the concept is not new. Shared services have been implemented before. It's often not a technology issue. Sometimes it's a budget issue, but even then, not always. And often, the change management, the culture change, and the bringing on board of stakeholders is the big issue that needs to be overcome. But we work that from a variety of angles. Obviously, in this budgetary climate, everybody is concerned about IT savings just as part of the broader push to become more efficient as a government. So I think there's more support for having these types of conversations. And we also try to present not just the perceived downside, which might be loss of control or loss of resources, but also many of the advantages that shared services can bring, not just savings, but they can improve the effectiveness of the delivery of IT services. We can provide better customer service. We can actually expand services beyond current offerings through the efficiencies that can be gained. So there are many upsides, and we just need enough information presented with an open dialogue so that people can assess the trade-offs.
Now, we should mention there's a conference devoted to this whole thing, at the GITEC conference, and you have a pretty big role in it. Just give us the quick rundown.
Yes, the GITEC Summit is going to be coming up in May, on May 20th and 22nd. It's going to be locally up in Baltimore, and it's one of the first large government industry IT meetings focused on the theme of shared services.
And it's free for government employees, or do they have to pay a little bit?
No, it is free for government employees. There's a registration fee for private sector attendees, and there's more information and details at GITEC.org, GITEC.org, and we're looking forward to having a good meeting next month.
And no truth to the rumor that you moved it from Las Vegas back to Baltimore.
No, it never had been located in Las Vegas, but thank you.
All right.